Blog Talk Radio. Amen.
God, we believe for it.
Amen. Amen. That song is called Believe For It. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Believe For It. That is by C.C. Winans. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word say, you said it. Hallelujah. So I believe it. You said it. Hallelujah. So it is done. Glory to God. If God said it, hallelujah, praise God, it shouldn't be no doubt in your heart, no doubt in your mind that whatever God said is going to come to pass. If he said it, you got to believe that it is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Amen. We thank everybody that's called in on the phone lines, out there on Blog Talk Radio, everybody out there on live on TikTok. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before we go any further, amen, let us pray. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on this morning for allowing us to come together in your name. You said when two or more are gathered together in your name, Lord, that you would be in the midst. You would be in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on today. We just simply ask, Lord, that your spirit move in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, Lord. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy. Anything that's trying to prohibit us from getting what you got for us, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That these things are done in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And before I close this prayer, Lord, I want to tell you how much we love you, how much we adore you, how much we praise you, how much we magnify you, how much we lift you up, Lord, how much you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you. We appreciate you. Magnify you, Lord. And we just want to love on you on today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we bless the name of the Lord on today? Because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He is worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to our opening scripture. Praise God. Our opening scripture is coming from Psalms 100. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100. Amen. I'm reading out of the King James Version. I'm reading out of an old Bible. Praise God. I'm going to say this real quick. I recommend if you got an old Bible, keep it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they change and stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you want the original as you can get, you got to go to one of them old Bibles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're reading out of the King James. Hallelujah. It says, Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. I want you to look real quick at verse number 3. Hallelujah. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the first time I read that, I was like, you know, you know that God is God. You know that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But another translation, praise God, of that word, know, hallelujah, amen, is acknowledge. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If he said acknowledge that the Lord is God, hallelujah, amen. You may know that he's God, but have you acknowledged that he is God? Have you said that he is the God over your life? And in other words, let's read a little bit more. He says, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is very important to understand what he's trying to tell us, what the writer is trying to tell us. It's saying, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people are going around saying that they are self-made. I'm self-made. I made myself. Glory to God. I'm a self-made millionaire, a self-made thousandaire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a self-made, hallelujah, hundredaire. Praise God. Some of us ain't no kind of air and still saying I'm self-made. I came from the mud. I came from the dirt. I did all this. Glory to God. Taking, hallelujah, responsibility for everything that has happened in your life. Glory to God. I'm the reason I'm where I'm at. Hallelujah. I'm the reason, praise God, I got this position. I'm the reason, glory to God, I got this man or this woman. I'm the reason I have accomplished all these things in my life. I'm the reason I did this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said, it is he who has made us. Hallelujah. Because the truth is, you're not that cute. You're not that smart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us did all the wrong things. And how did we do all the wrong things and still end up in the right place? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God was always in control. Glory to God. But we have not acknowledged that he has been in control of our lives. We look back and say, hallelujah, amen, I did this and I did that. But how did you get out that trouble that you got into? Glory to God. You can't explain it. I don't know what happened. I don't know how I got out of that. Amen. I was dead to right, but for some reason I walked away. For some reason, they didn't fire me. They caught me. Hallelujah. But for some reason, I didn't get fired. I can't explain it. Hallelujah. But as far as the achievements I've made, I'm responsible for that. I got that job. Hallelujah. I got a mouthpiece on me. You know, I can talk. I talk my way into that job. You know, I'm cute. I switched my way into his heart. Glory to God. I cooked him something. He liked the way I cooked. That's why I got him. I'm dynamite in the bedroom. I laid a pipe down. That's how I got her. Glory to God. I'm responsible. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, for everything that I've accomplished in my life. Everything I got is because of me. And the Lord, the writer is telling us, no, everything that you got in your life is because of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, it says, watch this, we are his people. This shows ownership. Ownership. We belong to him, not he belong to us. Because a lot of times we think God belongs to us and he's supposed to be doing what we tell him to do. Glory to God, when it's the other way around. We belong to God. Hallelujah, amen. And God is telling us everything we're supposed to be doing. And if we obey him, we are rewarded for our obedience. Glory to God, hallelujah. But since he says, we and the sheep of his pasture, the sheep of his pasture, glory to God, the pasture, where the sheep lay their head, where the sheep eat their food, hallelujah, praise God, where the sheep, amen, hang out at, praise God, you know your house. Praise God, amen, your backyard, your little swimming pool some of y'all got back there, glory to God, your little hangout spots, glory to God, everywhere you chilling at, you think, amen, this is my spot. Hallelujah, this is my crib, this is my house, this is my pool. And God said, the writer is saying, don't none of this belong to you. It all belongs to God. Hallelujah. It all belongs to God. None of this belongs to you. You have been taking ownership of stuff that don't belong to you. Hallelujah. And that's why he started out saying you need to know that who God is. You need to acknowledge that don't none of this belong to you. Don't none of your nothing. When you die, hallelujah, all they gonna do is put it in the paper and put it on the obituary. Glory to God, hallelujah. After that, it's over. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everything that you've accomplished stays here. Hallelujah, amen. Everything you got stays here. Your clothes either going to be worn by the next person or by the Salvation Army, or they're going to throw them in the garbage. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody else going to be sleeping in your bed. You up there singing Drew Hill, hallelujah. And you ain't got no choice, hallelujah, because you're not here no more. It didn't belong to you. Your spouse don't belong to you. When you're gone, amen, praise God, the Bible say they free to marry somebody else. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Everything that you think that you've gotten, hallelujah, ain't yours. And when you begin to acknowledge that it all belongs to God, watch, maybe he'll give you more. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Maybe he'll open up the windows of heaven and you won't have room enough to receive. But you haven't acknowledged that yet. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I'll give it to you if you understand this ain't yours. Hallelujah. Amen. That you don't put this over me. Hallelujah. This is just property. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you leave, whether you got it or not, it's going to stay here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we move forward with the service on today, praise God, if you acknowledge, if you know that the Lord is God, if you begin to acknowledge, amen, him in your life and the things that you've accomplished, you know, when you begin to know that you haven't accomplished these things on your own, glory to God, God say, I'll give you more. Hallelujah. When you begin to acknowledge me, I'll give you more. When you begin to acknowledge me, I'll open up some doors. When you begin to acknowledge me, hallelujah. Praise God on today. We thank God for the word that comes. Hallelujah. The opening scripture comes today from Psalms 100, verse 3. And once again, we do encourage you, as we always do, to go back at your own leisure. Hallelujah, and study the word for thyself. As Paul told us, amen, and in the book of 2 Timothy 7, so yourself approved unto the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on today. If you're just not calling in, you're just not tuning in, this is our Seventh Day service. Amen. And this segment is called Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. This is our Seventh Day prophetic service. Amen. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. And getting ready, hallelujah, to bring forth a dynamic word on today. Amen. Representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is their leader, their pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ, our very own. Hallelujah, Apostle Elder A. Curry. Apostle Curry, praise God, the mic is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Somebody come on and give God a praise. Amen. Everywhere where you can hear the sound of my voice, come on and lift up the name of Yahshua. Come on and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. And his mercy. Come on here, somebody. Endure it forever. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Like the man of God said through Psalms 100. Amen. Come on. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Amen.
Hallelujah.
A joyful noise means that all God want to do is hear us celebrate him. It don't matter what kind of noise it is, as long as it's a joyful noise, as long as the Lord loves it. Don't even worry about if your neighbor loves it. Amen. Because it's not going up to your neighbor, it's going up to him. Oh, so cool. We do bless the Lord this morning. I mean, you know, it don't matter what the devil's doing. It don't matter how he's trying to attack you. Amen. I guarantee you, if you bless the Lord, hallelujah, it will alter his attack. Come on here, somebody. I guarantee you, if you bless the Lord, amen, he will have to flee or go away. If he don't want to hear no praise going up to God, come on here, somebody. He don't want to hear no real praise going up. But I dare somebody to give God the real praise this morning and say, Lord, I'm going to bless you anyhow. I got an anyhow praise, Lord. I might not have what I want, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. Things might not be like I like it, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. Amen. People don't walk out on me, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. They talking about me on one end and lying on me on the other end, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. Hallelujah. I got a negative point from the doctor, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise God anyhow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Habakkuk said, there might not be no figs on the vine, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. Come on here, somebody. If Habakkuk can praise him, amen. Hallelujah. Surely we can bless the name of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody help me bless his name this morning. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God on this morning. We bless the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, what I'm going through is only temporary. It's only temporary.
I'm going, it's only temporary.
The word temporary means, neighbor, it's subject to change at any time. I mean, any time God wanted to change, it's going to change. Come on here, somebody. I can't look at it too hard. Glory to God. Because if I can see it, it can be changed. Oh, glory to God. Amen. The enemy trying to make somebody believe that your situation is permanent, but I got news from heaven this morning to let you know that it's only temporary. That means it's only a test, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's only a test. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on this morning. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. In honor and reverence to my dear brother, amen, Elder Andre Primos.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Prince of preachers. Hallelujah. The prince is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And giving honor to God and to his wife. Amen. Thank God for his wife this morning. Amen. I want to give reverence and honor, amen, to my wife and my queen this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And to our children on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So that I just keep hearing in my spirit, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. I don't care what the weapon is. I don't care what the enemy got planned against you. I don't know who this is for, but the Holy Ghost is telling me, I don't care what he got planned. How many know God's plan override the enemy plan all the time? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so the enemy may have something up his sleeve, but God already done fixed it the way it's going to work in your favor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God, I feel it in my belly. Glory to God. God got a, listen. God already got it worked out. Whatever it is that you face, God already got it worked. You just got to praise him for his report. You just got to bless him for what he has already said about you. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, Jeremiah, the Lord said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. In other words, can't nobody go in there and change God's mind. If God has already said he's going to bless you, how many know that no devil in hell can curse you? Hallelujah. If God said, if God is yours, what devil in the hell can take it from you?
Amen.
Oh, I wish somebody would catch that revelation. If God gave it to you, who going to take it from you unless you let him? Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
For what's already yours. I said for what's already yours. It's not saying to be yours. It's already yours.
Yes.
Why? Because God said so. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he did. Come on now.
I feel the Holy Ghost of you. How many know that God is not a man?
Uh-huh.
This going to hit somebody in a minute. How many know that God is not a man? But it means that man didn't promise you. Woo! That means that no matter what the circumstance say, God is not a man that he shall lie. So that means if God said it, come on here, somebody. See, all God got to do is say a thing. Come on here, somebody. And when God say a thing, it can't come back void. In other words, it can't come back not accomplishing what God said is meant to do. Come on here, somebody. No word of God is impotent. Come on here, somebody. But it's potent. Come on here, somebody. It's potent. That word potent means full of power. So that means there ain't no way that what God said about you is not going to happen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God on this morning. Amen. I don't believe I'm going to be with you long this morning. Amen. But I want to just drop a little something in your spirit from the Lord that he taught me concerning tongues. We done heard a lot about tongues. Some folk play with tongues. But you can't play with tongues because tongues are of the Holy Ghost. And tongues are from heaven. And if you play with the things of God, like old folks said, don't play with fire. Tongues are fire. Come on here, somebody. When you get the real Holy Ghost, they are tongues of fire. Come on here, somebody. And how many, if you play with fire, you'll get burned?
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. If you play with fire, you'll get burned.
I don't know.
That's why the old folks, they don't play with fire. And tongues are a flame of fire.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we're going to share this morning, amen. I'm going to share with you this morning about some of the things God shared with me concerning tongues. And I pray that it bless you this morning. I believe it's going to help us understand a little better about tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come with me. We're going to start off our foundation scripture. We'll start off with verse 22. And then we're going to work our way around and see what God says concerning other scriptures that will bring validation to our understanding of tongues. Amen. How many of you are glad that you have the tongues of the Holy Ghost? How many of you are glad this morning to be filled with the real Spirit of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I believe we need to stick a praise right there. Glory to God. We got a lot of false tongues running around here. Glory to God. But I want to talk about how to distinguish the fake from the real. But if you got the real thing, come on and praise it. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. If you remember the day that God filled you, come on and praise him. Hallelujah. If you remember the day that God gave you, amen, the gift of tongues, hallelujah, come on and give him praise for your day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. because the next thing to salvation, that's the most awesome thing that a believer can receive, is tongues. Come on here, somebody. I remember my day at the bus stop. Amen. I got filled. Amen. I had just came from the store. Amen. I had sat at the bus stop. I was talking to God. I had been fasting because I wanted the Holy Ghost so bad, and I didn't, you know, I wanted the real thing, you know. So I said, Lord, now these are the words I said to the Lord. I said, Lord, if you real, if this thing that is called tongues of the Holy Ghost is real, then fill me yourself. I said, Lord, I don't want no man to lay no hands on me. I said, fill me yourself. And he took me to a scripture over in John chapter 7, verse 39. We're going to go there too. Amen. But he told me to read it, and I read it, and he said, do you believe it? I said, yes, Lord. He said, no, do you believe it? I said, yes, Lord, I do. He said, you believe that I died for you and that I got up on the third day with all power? I said, Lord, I believe it. And as soon as I said, Lord, I believe it, something started moving in my belly. Come on here, somebody. And I'm at the bus stop. And something started moving in my belly. And the Lord said, close your eyes. And I closed my eyes. And he said, can you hear those sounds in your belly? Can you hear those tongues in your belly? I said, yeah, Lord, I can hear them. He said, I want you to say what you hear in your belly. And I said, Lord, I can't say that. He said, you're going to say it by faith if you believe it. And do you know, beloved, when I closed my eyes and I started hearing the tongues that was inside my belly, I started speaking what was inside my belly. But they were baby tongues. They didn't, you know, I didn't have the prayer language that I have now. I didn't have nowhere near that. But I just had one little tongue, but I was thankful. I said, Lord, if you bless me, this is what I told him. I said, Lord, if you bless me, I promise I won't miss a day in speaking to you in my heavenly language. Because I heard some pastors say, I don't pray out in public. I only pray in my private space. I don't speak in tongues out in public because I don't want anybody to think I'm crazy. When I heard that, I was like, but wait a minute. I was saying in my mind, I said, people gonna think you're crazy anyway. Better be crazy for God than it be crazy for the devil any day. So when I heard that, I said, Lord, if you give me that gift, Lord, I promise I won't miss a day. And let me tell you, from the day that he filled me, I haven't missed a day of praising him in my heavenly language. Come on here, somebody. That's why I tell you, this thing is real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for blessing me with his tongues. Come on here, somebody. Notice I say his tongues. Come on here, somebody. But they my tongues now because when I bless it, David says, amen, that his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. So the tongues that we have is his praises. Come on here, somebody. And so I'm going to go right quickly to 1 Corinthians 14. And we're going to begin looking at verse 22. Somebody say understanding.
Understanding.
Understanding is the key to everything. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your wisdom, get what? An understanding. Because once you get an understanding of a thing, Can't nobody confuse you about it. Come on here, somebody. See, the devil can only come in and bring confusion for you to understand the thing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But once you got that understanding, then the devil can't come in with his stuff. You can evict him, kick him out. Amen. Turn the devil, you can't even mess with me. Get up out of here. Hallelujah. Why? Because I got an understanding. That's what the Bible says, study to show ourselves approved. A study to show yourself until God approve you. Come on here, somebody. We need to study until God approve us. Sometimes we study, then we think we got it, and God will say, no, you need to stay here a little longer until I approve you. Because how many know that God ain't going to send us out until we ready? Come on here, somebody. Man will send you out before you ready, but God won't. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God will not send you out until he has validated you.
Woo. That's right.
How about Sunday? Y'all better catch these nuggets that the Holy Ghost is throwing out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14 and 22. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word on this morning. We ask you right now, God, to bring clarity and understanding. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, and see through my eyes, and use my ears for your hearing. Thank you, Lord, even right now, God, for what you're about to reveal to us. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men, but you have revealed these things unto us by your Spirit. So
amen.
We give you praise this morning. And we thank you for your understanding. And we thank you that the enemy is up under our feet and that he cannot stop the anointing of the living God. We thank you on this morning. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Bless you, Elder. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:22. And the word of the living God reads, wherefore tongues, look at tongues, are for a sign. Now the sign is so that you can know that God is alive and well. And it's a sign to say that you are sealed. And it's also a sign that you have been clothed or endured with power from on high. Come on here, somebody. And so we all need to really desire the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. And it says, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. So we've been always taught that tongues are a sign for the believer. No. Tongues are a sign for the unbeliever. So the unbeliever needs to know that our God lives. Come on here, somebody. They need to know that our God is not dead. Come on here, somebody. And so the only way they're going to know that our God is not dead is when he speaks. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because they don't know that God is alive until they hear the tongue come out of our belly and they hear God speaking through us. That's why I say this ain't nothing to play with. See, the tongues of heaven come straight from heaven itself. How do you know, beloved? Let me add this in here. How many know that everything has a language? See, before we got saved, we wasn't speaking heaven's language. We were speaking the language of what? The world. We were saying what the world say. We even had the little slang, the little logos, amen. Everything has its own language. So when God saved us, he had to change our language so we could talk to heaven. Come on here, somebody. And not only for us to be able to talk to heaven, but for heaven to be able to talk to us. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, I felt that right there. So when he gave us the Holy Ghost, now we're able to talk to heaven. Hallelujah. We're able now to conversate with heaven. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that Yahshua said, let thy will be done in earth as it is in what? Heaven, come on here, somebody. How many know when he was in the upper room that they was waiting to hear from where? Heaven, come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't with me this morning. God is saying, the reason why I gave you tongues and filled you with my spirit is so you could be able to speak my language. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that the enemy ain't worried about English as much as he is tongues? Come on here, somebody. It says that, but to them that believe not, but prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them that believe. So prophesying is not for them that don't believe. It's not for the unbelief. Prophecy is for those of us that already believe, because it's to bear witness to what God has already said inside of you. That's why when real prophecy comes to the believer, it is to validate what God has already said. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the unbeliever don't understand prophecy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's right.
See, when God prophesies to us, it's to exalt us, and it's to bear witness to let you know that, yeah, you're hearing me. Yeah, you're on the right track, and what I said is going to come to pass. Oh, I wish somebody to give God a praise in there. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's look at verse 20, where Paul is saying, and what the Lord says, brethren means family of men, brethren, those of you who belong to the family of God, those of you who are filled with God's Spirit, be not children in understanding. See, them being like children means that there's division in the camp. Oh, I speak in more tongues than you. Oh, I speak in tongues every day. No, that's not to brag. Because our tongues are given to us to do what? Glorify God. Come on here, somebody. It's not about how many tongues you speak in, but do your tongues have the power to make you live holy? Come on here, somebody. Do our tongues have the power to convict us when we wrong? Come on here, somebody. Can your tongues keep you from cussing somebody out in English? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because if your tongues don't have that kind of power, then I would get back on the altar and wait for those tongues of fire that can really help us to be the children that God wants us to be. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
It says, brethren, be not children in your what? Understanding. We were just talking about that earlier, about God giving us the right understanding. Howbeit in malice, be ye children. In other words, malice has to do with a hatred for someone because they might have something that you don't have. And so when you are around them, it causes you to treat them in a ungodly manner. Let me put it like that.
Uh-huh.
Because the malice is what the hater is. Because of the understanding that that person don't have. Come on, here, somebody. You know, children, they always, they want what the other one got. And I'm a big witness to this here. Amen. If one got it, then all gonna want it. Come on here, somebody. I want
Amen.
One. But my brother got one. Because my sister got one. Amen. I want that, daddy. I want that too, daddy. I want it, daddy. So-and-so got it, daddy. I want it too. And so Paul was trying to tell them, don't be jealous of each other. Come on here, somebody. It says, but in understanding, be men. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
What did Paul say? He said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child. Come on here, somebody. So I had a childlike spirit. Because I was still growing. He said, but when I became a man, but when I became mature, I put away what? Childish things. And a lot of us have not put away childish things. We haven't matured. We haven't grown. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Because we still got jealousy and malice against each other, then that means we still in a child stage. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
See, when you mature, then you able to celebrate your brother and sister. You ain't got no envy against them. You are pushing them. Amen. You are thanking God for them. You are praising the Lord for them. Notice what he said. In verse 21, he said, in the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet, for all that, will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody. So the Lord said, I'm speaking to you in other tongues, and you still not hearing me. What do you think Yeshua said? They have ears, but they hear not. They have eyes, but they see not. They got a heart, but they don't understand. So God gave tongues so that his people will be able to recognize and hear him. Come on here, somebody. But he's saying their spirit is so dull that they still don't know that it's me speaking. How many know, neighbor, that's a cold piece. God's sending his spirit, and you still not recognize him while he's speaking. How many are glad that you can recognize God when he's speaking to you?
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, let's go right quickly to 1 Corinthians 13:1. How many know that our tongues, beloved, is a language of love? This is what the Lord taught me. He said, everything is about love. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If love is not activating your tongue, hear me closely. If the love of God is not activating your tongue, then you need to get back in the face of God. Come on here, somebody. Because love is what activates everything. Notice what Paul says, the word of the living God, in 1 Corinthians 13:1. He says, though I speak with the tongue of men, which is a circle that of men. Let me share with you what the Lord gave me on that. He said, of men, represents the prophets of old. So God give us tongues of the prophets of old. We don't know, we might have the tongues of Jeremiah, might have the tongues of Isaiah, might have the tongues of Ezekiel. You see, God, because he said the tongues of men. And then Paul says, and of angels. And the angels represent God himself. So, God says, we're going to have the tongues of the prophets of old, which is the tongues of men, and we're going to have the tongues of angels, which is the tongues of God himself. Come on here, somebody. And so Paul says, even though I have these two kinds of tongues, he said, and have not charity or unconditional love, so I can have the tongues, but without love, I'm empty. Come on here, somebody. Because love is what I got to have in order for it to have what? Power. So in order for my tongue to have power, I got to be speaking by the power and the anointing of love so that love can be what ignites my fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's no good for me to be speaking in all these tongues and don't have love. Okay, I can speak in all different kind of tongues, but I can't love nobody. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
No,
I'm as mad as a bulldog. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm looking like I want to cut somebody up. Come on here, somebody. I'm looking like I want to do something to somebody. Amen. People are scared to come near me. Amen. But they hear me speaking in all these tongues. Glory to God. But God says, if you don't have love.
Come on now.
Then you're empty. Come on here, somebody. And you fooling yourself. And you lying to yourself because there's no love there. Why? Because the Bible says God is love. Come on here, somebody. So if God is love and I don't have no love and I'm speaking in all these tongues, then what, then who am I getting my power from? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
He said, and have not charity, unconditional love. Come on here, somebody. Love that don't change. Come on here, somebody. If you step on my toe and I ain't ready to go AWOL, I ain't ready to go crazy, Lord, I can still praise God even if you step on my toe and then say, excuse me. Come on here, somebody. I ain't going to let that get me out the spirit. And I turn into Mike Tyson. Come on here, somebody. I still got love. Come on here, somebody. Paul says, I have become as what? Sounding brass. Mm-hmm. Or a tinkling cymbal. In other words, I got the sound but no power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. That's it.
And how do you know that the enemy not afraid with something that got sound but no power? Come on here, somebody. How many know that you can't even operate if you got sound and no power?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So God, please give us the love so that our tongues can have what? Power. So our tongues can be what? On fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because, love, the only way it's going to be effective is that I got to be operating out of your love. Come on here, somebody. And how do you know that that's what's missing? Come on here, somebody. The love is missing. And many of us got the gift, but don't have the love to come with it. Come on here, a little bit cool. I was going to say teach, boy. So I need the love so I can be effective. Come on here, somebody. For the kingdom. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because without love, I'm just making sounds. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And how many know that we don't need no empty sound? We need sounds that's going to bring heaven down. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse 14 and 1. 1 and 2. Let's go there right quick. Amen. Hallelujah. So Paul is telling the saints in Corinth. He says, and the word of the Lord reads, follow after charity. In other words, Paul is telling them, run after or chase after unconditional love, what we call in the Greek agape love.
Yeah.
Chase after the agape. Come on here, somebody. And as you chase it after the agape, then the gifts that you're seeking for will be added to you. And then you will come into them as you chase after love. Come on here, somebody. Oh, that's rich right there. That's for somebody this morning. God is saying, now what about the other stuff? Chase after my love. Come on here, somebody. And he said, well, you chase it after my unconditional love. Desire spiritual gifts. In other words, I mean, there's nothing wrong for you to want it, to long for it. Because God wants us to long for it. He wants us to want spiritual gifts. But rather that you may prophesy. And why did the Lord speak to Paul and say, desire that you might prophesy? So you can be a blessing to your brother and your sisters. Come on here, somebody. Because remember, prophecy is for who? The believer. Woo! Shabobo ko rabababa sunday. If you're in the spirit right now, God is prophesying to you right now. The spirit of God is telling you that it's going to be all right. That no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. that no matter what the enemy got planned, I got a master plan, and nothing can override my plan for you, saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And he said, do not fear, because whatever happens, amen, nothing is going to happen to you, because I'm in my hand, saith the Lord. Well, somebody need to give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord saying to somebody, continue to believe my report, because my report is not going to fail you, said the Lord. He said, if I promise it to you, shall I not bring it to pass, said the Lord. Do not look at the outside, God said, because the outside is only a distraction. He said, continue to look within. He said, because I've given you the power, and it shall come to pass, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to stick a praise in there and give God glory this morning. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
And I hear the Lord saying, and I hear the Lord say, remember Psalm 91. He said, write on Psalm 91. And he said, for somebody, Psalms 27. For somebody, Psalms 23. Come on, Sunday. Hallelujah. For somebody, Psalms 1. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For somebody, Psalm 3. Give God a praise. For somebody, Psalms 18. Ooh, the Lord is speaking to somebody this morning. Amen. Catch what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody lift your voice and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody begin to pray in your heavenly language right now. Begin to give God praise in your heavenly language. Somebody begin to talk to heaven right now. Amen. We don't need to talk to earth. We need to talk to heaven right now. And tell heaven it's a 911. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to thank heaven. Amen. For your breakthrough. Amen. Begin to thank heaven. Amen. For your open door. Begin to thank heaven for overturning, amen, the wiles and schemes of the enemy. Begin to thank heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Hey. Sando. Sando. Yeah, God. Reverse the curse of everything that the enemy has been trying to do. God. Sando. Lift up your standard, God. That's in Isaiah 59 and 19. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Somebody tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sound the alarm in Zion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, how do you know our God ain't dead? Hallelujah. He's still alive. He's yet alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Somebody give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I feel something happening. In the spirit realm, y'all. I feel something happening in the heavenly Ghost that I'm about to do. I feel something as we're praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Heaven is moving forth. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come with me. Hey, I feel him in Isaiah 59. Come on over here with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many know that God is fighting for us? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Let's go to verse 13. Is everybody there? Isaiah 59, beginning with verse 13.
Amen.
Verse 13. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Verse 14. In judgment is turned away backwards, and justice is the fall off. For truth is fallen in the street, and iniquity cannot enter. And equality cannot enter. Verse 15, the word of the Lord, yes, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him. And there was no judgment. Verse 16, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him. Look at the Lord. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. Verse 17, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate. How many of you know that God getting ready to fight? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God getting ready to stand up for us. Come on here, somebody. He said, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was cast with zeal as a cloak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 18, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to the adversaries. Come on here, somebody. Oh, beloved, you know the Lord just told me in the spirit right now, he said, your enemies are about to catch hell. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't hear what the Holy Ghost said. He said, our enemies are about to catch hell. Come on here, somebody. So if they're not a friend, they're going to wish they had became a friend because God has already gotten up. Come on here, somebody. He says, fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. He says, and to the islands he will repay recompense. How many know this is payback time? See, James Brown really didn't know what he was talking about when he was talking about the big payback. Because how many know that can't nobody pay you back like the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Beloved, is this why the Lord said vengeance belongs to him? Is this why he tells us don't take vengeance? Because the Lord said that when we hold our peace, he will fight our battles. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody need to give God praise because God is fighting right now in the spirit realm. That's what I hear in the Holy Ghost. God says, I'm fighting for you right now. Give me the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey! I hear the Lord saying, all I want you to do right now is give me the praise.
Hallelujah.
Give me the praise for the victory. Give me the praise for the outcome. Come on here, somebody. Give me the praise. Hey, glory. I wish somebody would magnify. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. And then the word of the Lord says in verse 19, this is our scripture right here. He says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
He said, prophesy, boy. Yes, Lord, I will. God get ready to put such a whipping on our enemies. They going to fear every time we call his name. They going to be scared. Come on here, somebody. Oh, you ain't hearing what the Holy Ghost telling me this morning. He said, I'm getting ready to put such a whooping on your enemy that every time you call my name, they going to fear me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and the glory from the rising of the sun. Come on here, somebody. When the enemy shall come in like a flood.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord
will
lift up
yeah.
a standard
come
against
on, man.
Him. Beloved, I'm telling you this morning, God is about to lift that standard against the enemy. The enemy been trying to come in like a flood, but God said, I'm finna shed and tear his playhouse down. Amen. I'm finna raise up a standard. Amen. And he will not be able to go and do anything any further against you. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. Stick a praise right there. For the Lord just spoke. Come on, here, come on.
Yeah.
Have you ever been down to the beach, beloved? Let me ask you something. Have you ever been down to the beach and you watch how the waves and how they can only come so far? And then they have to go back into the ocean? Because the Lord has raised the standard that they can't go no further than that. God said, that's how I got to him. He thinks he's going to overflow you.
Come on now.
Okay.
He thinks he's going to drown you, glory to God.
Come on now.
But God said, I'm getting ready to lift up a stand on Sunday. I'm getting ready to lift my head. When I lift my head, you will have to go back.
Yes.
The Lord got the devil on the chain. Come on here, somebody. He
yes.
be hurt. He be dying.
Talking
like he going to do something. But God finna grab that chain and put the choker on him, glory to God, and pull him back, glory to God. I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Beloved, God got your enemy on the chain. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to chip daddy and say, he ain't going to bite. Glory to God. Why? Because I got him on the chain. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't off the chain. He on the chain. And God said he going to be on the chain for eternity. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I believe the Bible calls Yahshua Jehovah Nisi right here.
Yes.
This is where God is known as Jehovah Nisi.
Uh-huh.
Nisi means that God done raised the standard. He done put a flag. His flag show ownership. Amen. God said, I'm getting ready to show the enemy. I'm getting ready to show the devil that you got ownership. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes.
When the European would conquer a land, amen, they would stick the flag in the land to show people that that land belonged to them. Amen. Even though they didn't get it rightfully, amen, they would still stick the flag in there. And anybody that tried to come in there, amen, they would fight them for that land. Because whoever stick the flag in the land first is the owner of the land. And tell somebody,
right.
Say, neighbor, I got a stake in my land. Lord, I got a flag already in my land. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That God has given me. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your sweet name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. That's why tongues are so powerful, my dear brother and my dear sister, because, amen, it allows us to speak the language of heaven. Come on here, somebody. It allows us to release the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. So we give God praise on this morning. And we give God glory. Come on and give God about 5 seconds of praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to your great name, oh God. Hallelujah. While the Spirit of God is flowing, amen. Come on in here, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. Give
yes,
him some
Lord.
Praise on this morning. Magnify him on this morning. Glory
yes,
to God. He's worthy
Hallelujah.
To be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise for that word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, shut down.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's thank God for the non-believers, amen, that heard, amen, praise God, the tongues on this morning. Let's thank God for the believers, hallelujah,
yeah.
that heard, hallelujah, on this morning. Let's thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah,
he said,
Lord, hallelujah.
He put up a standard against the enemy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. See, they tried to take you down. Hallelujah. They lied on you. Mm. Praise God. They fabricated evidence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you prayed for them. And because you prayed for them. Glory
Woo!
To God. Hallelujah. Because you turned the other cheek. Hallelujah. Because you didn't fight back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. They about to become a footstool. Hallelujah. They about to, amen, be a witness. Praise God to me preparing a table before you right there in their presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They're going to keep trying to form weapons, but the weapons ain't going to prosper. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
That
was
awesome. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah
yeah.
for that word today. We thank God, hallelujah, for the prophecies, hallelujah, on today. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray for the man of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on this morning, hallelujah, for the man of God bringing forth your word, hallelujah, on this morning. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask that you replenish him the virtue that he has poured out onto your people. And we ask, Lord, that you keep filling him up with knowledge, with your wisdom, and with your revelation. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord, for the generational blessing that you have placed on his, hallelujah, kids. Hallelujah, and his kids' kids. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you for the blanket of protection
yes,
that you have over his family, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We give God, hallelujah, the glory. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. On this morning. Amen. I just want to testify about that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I was raised in the Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm filled with
yes,
the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I had spoken in tongues. I'm speaking in the past tense. Glory to God. I was filled with the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. November 3rd, hallelujah, 1993. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
But I want to testify, but I was still a non-believer. What are you talking about, Elder?
Mm.
Hallelujah, because I had heard too many people, hallelujah, claiming to be speaking in tongues, but they were, what they say, a Mitsubishi and a Honda. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Mm.
Sound like they were talking about cars.
Awesome.
Hallelujah, and it didn't feel genuine in my spirit when they spoke. Glory to God, but what made, so I was a spirit-filled believer that was a non-believer. I was confused, glory to God, until, watch this, hallelujah, the man of God, how the man of God say he got filled with no man laying hands on. Glory to God, hallelujah. Me and my wife, about eight years ago, we were in the middle of an argument. I understand, we were in the middle of an argument. And out of nowhere, my wife was trying to respond to what I was saying, but she couldn't respond because she was speaking in tongues. Glory to God. I had never witnessed this.
Hey,
glory to God.
Hey,
glory to God. And she was trying to talk.
Hey, God.
Glory to God. And she couldn't. Hallelujah, and I don't even know what the argument was about to this day. Amen. I've been trying to remember what was we talking about. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, but I know I became a believer that day. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That now that I'm a believer, amen, not a prophetess. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See how the man of God broke it down? See, once you become a believer, then you can receive the prophecies of God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
now
Lord.
I can the prophets. Prophetic. Glory to God. Now I can believe. Now I can trust my discernment. Remember when you was in the world and you didn't trust your discernment? You didn't trust what God was trying to tell you about a person. Hallelujah. Now that you can, a believer, you can believe what God told you when you shake their hand. They a snake. I know they smiling.
Hey.
Praise God. I know they got a look to them. I know they know the scripture. But I'm telling you, despite what you see, that is a snake before you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can trust and believe, hallelujah, what God is speaking to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Ain't you glad you are a believer on today? Hallelujah. You can believe in the promises of God. And what is his promises? Yes. And amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bringing forth that dynamic, hallelujah, word, praise God. Amen. I know you was touched by it. Hallelujah, amen. I know it moved you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're not a believer, amen, you're going to become one. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word. Amen. If you want to get in touch with the man of God, hallelujah, amen. If you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen. If you want to make a donation into the ministry, praise God, he can be reached at 562-542-7794. Hallelujah. That's 562-542-7794. And of course, you can catch us here every, praise God, Saturday at Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Amen. Praise God. That's at 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Midwest, 12 o'clock noon, where I'm at Central Time. Amen. Praise God. And of course, 1 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. Praise God. We hear every day the number right there on your screen. Praise God. If you're watching us on TikTok, write it down, jot it down. Praise God. You can call in next week. And we will be back online, amen, Monday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in and tune in on that night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Receive another word from the Lord. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone. Hallelujah. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So if you eat every day, glory to God. If you put something in your physical belly every day, you need to put something in your spiritual belly every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like the man of God say, how can you speak in tongues and cuss somebody out? Because you malnutritioned. Hallelujah. You are malnourished. Hallelujah. You need to eat some more of the word of God. So we invite you to come back every night. Hallelujah. That's at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. That is nightly. Hallelujah. Monday through Friday. Praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you to join with us. And yes, we will be online all next week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it is a regular week. Praise God. We're in the world. We're not of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, on today. I'm going to go ahead at this time and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah, so he can give his final announcements and the benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise you, man of God. Amen. I want to say what the man of God was saying earlier. Let us also be obedient. Amen. To that. Amen. Me and my brother, amen. We want to know, please comment us. Let us know if the broadcasters are being a blessing to your life. Because it's important to us, amen, to know that the word of God is reaching and touching y'all out there, because that's what God has put a mandate on us to do. Amen. We won't know unless you comment us and also show your support. Amen. We do need your financial assistance in order to carry the word of God, to continue to do what God has called us to do, especially in this last hour. We are in the last hour, and the last hour is right at the door. 2023 is around the corner, and many of us don't know what is about to take place. Right? God has given me insight to what is about to happen. And all I'm going to tell you is hold on to God with everything you got. Hold on to God. Because it's not going to get any better for the world. It's only going to get better for the children of God, those of us who is trusting God right now. Amen. So we do thank God, amen, for that. Are there any more comments? Amen. Anybody have anything you want to say before I give the benediction? If not, amen, I'm praying us out. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen and our ears have heard today. We thank you for what our heart now understands. We give you praise and glory for your word, O God. We thank you that you said your word would not return void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. So we give you praise on this morning, God, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, and we magnify you. We give you praise for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gotta give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless his name on this morning.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I want to turn everyone to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Elder Prevost, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, man of God. Back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly have been blessed with a word from God on today. Amen. Like we say, we invite you back next week. We invite you back Monday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And on behalf of Apostle Curry, on behalf of the First Ladies, praise God. We thank each and every last one of y'all for tuning in today. Everybody have a blessed day, y'all. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on today. Glory to God. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. We're going to see y'all next time. Hallelujah. Amen. On Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Y'all have a blessed day. I'm going to leave y'all with some old school. How about some Clark Sisters? Amen. Some Yes, I'm a Believer. Glory to God on today.
love the Lord tonight? How many love the Lord?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Everybody will put your hands together.
Joy in my soul. all you got, that's all you got.
Oh,
got two requests. We're going to try to get both of them in. They kind of long, so just like we got our walk of play.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, that thank you, Lord, that bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain.
I'm gonna tell a story now. About a man. Called Shouting John. John joined a dead church. They didn't believe in dancing. They didn't believe in speaking in other tongues. But all of a sudden, they opened the doors of that old dead church. John joined that old dead church. When John joined the old dead church, he came in. Dancing all around the church, they tried to hold his legs, his hands were gone. When they turned the hands loose, the feet were going. It's just like fire. cut up in my bones. They did everything they could to stop old Shauna. When they could not stop it, they made up in their mind. We gotta go out to John's house, y'all. But doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We got dignified people, and they're in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. When? Come on down here, y'all. When they got out there, they found this 90-year-old man. Him and an old Peter Pugh.
I want you to, oh,
go shout John. I feel like praising now. Is there anybody that's got a praise on your lips? Is there anybody got a praise in your heart? Will you help me sing? I feel like praising, praising him. Oh.